This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You go to the grocery store to do your shopping, and sure, you pay attention to prices. Even more so now, probably, than you used to. Thank you, food inflation. But how often do you think about the input costs to what you see on those shelves, the ingredients and the transportation costs? If you're buying bread, the cost of storing the grain that eventually winds up in that loaf that you're looking at. Because with grain storage costs this year the highest they've been ever, farmers and millers are thinking about those costs a lot these days. From Harvest Public Media, Will Bauer has that one.
In the small town of Oakville, Illinois, a farmer pulls a tractor cart full of wheat up to the grain pit. He dumps the wheat in a bin where it will be stored at this co-op. Scott Hari watches from a few feet away. He's in charge of buying the grain here. He says it's gotten a lot more expensive to store wheat, corn, and soybeans.
It's frustrating from the standpoint you're not able to make the margins that you intend and think you should be able to make. Not really any fault of your own from the standpoint you're just getting beat by them. You're getting beat by the situation that's being handed to you.
The situation that's being handed to him is high grain prices and high interest rates.
And so you combine these two factors, and what we have is the highest borrowing cost for storing grain on record.
That's economist Tanner Emke with CoBank. His company is one of the largest lenders to co-ops and private elevators in the country. Now, those higher grain prices can be great for farmers, but when a grain elevator buys from a farmer, those higher costs are passed on. The elevator stores the grain until, say, a flour mill or ethanol plant buys it, but with that storage part so expensive, elevators don't want to buy the grain too early.
So it's the hot potato, and who's going to get stuck holding it? Well, it'll probably be the co-op, because they're obligated to hold it.
Co-ops are owned by farmers, so they have to buy the grain when farmers are ready to sell. And that means co-ops might be paying a little less than private elevators this year.
That is the beauty and the curse of a market. You know, for everybody that's happy in that market, there's probably another person that's unhappy.
Ag economics professor Chad Hart of Iowa State University says the unhappy ones right now are those who store the grain. Now, Hart says farmers are used to uncertainties.
Most of your elevators, your co-ops, they've been through periods like this before. They can do some moves to help manage the financial risks that they face. Given the increased cost, it does mean that any misstep they might make financially has a bigger impact on their bottom line.
But consumers probably won't feel it in their bottom lines. Here's why. If you think about a loaf of bread at the market, there are a lot of steps between the farmer and that loaf. A farmer grows the wheat. A grain elevator stores it, then sells it to a flour mill. When the flour is produced, the mill sells it to a bakery, which makes the bread and sells it to the store. Emke says each of the players in the grain chain will eat some of that high storage cost.
By the time you get to the consumer, there's been so much processing that they're not really going to recognize what's going on price. They're not directly impacted by what's going on with the cost of storage.
Back in rural Illinois, Scott Hari with the co-op says current market conditions have him watching two things. One, what the Federal Reserve decides to do about interest rates, and two, that drought.
And here the next 4 weeks is going to be very critical on whether we're going to have a good corn crop or not.
And if not, grain prices and the cost to store could push even higher. In Oakville, Illinois, I'm Will Bauer for Marketplace.